country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. thank you for joining us. You're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network, bringing you the Trump phenomenon. And the we're here in our concluding our first the first half year of the Trump presidency. We've got 7.5 years to go, and well, you know, it's like those Bronco, those rodeos where, you know, the Bronc rider is on the, I think they have to go about 8 seconds. I forget the timing on a rodeo, but we're half a second into the ride, folks. We got 7.5 seconds to go. And so welcome. Thank you for joining us. Our, George says, whoa, or the engineer maybe says, whoa, yeehaw. The call-in number, we hope you'll join us tonight. George is here with us from the East Coast. I'm here from North Dakota. Thanks, George, for joining us.
James, I've been grooving on the NRA's ads with Dana Loesch.
Okay, we'll have to talk about that. I missed those.
I'm grooving. You think the alt-right is fired up? You ought to listen to NRA TV. I gave a couple of links to them. The other side has all been out of shape. So they have joined in Trump in that it's all out, at least verbal vitriolic war against the other side. And Dana Loesch, she spares no sauce. And
okay.
The final words in the NRA video is, "We're coming for you."
Okay, I'm going to look for that at the NRA website. And Dana Loesch, I'll look for that. And the important thing, folks, among other important things about anything that comes from the NRA, is that they have 4 million members, real members, signed up, dues-paying members. And they are a huge force in Washington, D.C. They're maybe the most influential patriotic lobby. And AIPAC is regarded as more influential and having more power than the NRA, but not by a lot. The NRA is very, very big and very many more members than AIPAC has. So any news from the NRA is very good. And that's something to think about when we talk about the Trump phenomenon on this show. I emphasize this point. I'm trying to increase people's awareness of the matter of scale. To think about the matter of scale. And I make the point that the Trump phenomenon is 1,000 times bigger than the Patriot movement that I have spent the last 20 plus years of my life enmeshed in. It's 1,000 times bigger. It's why I opened this show, because I recognized that the Trump phenomenon is that huge. It dwarfs the NRA. Let's talk about big. And I love that Donald Trump. He's not using the phrase so much anymore, just I think because we have overused it, us being all the Trump supporters. Huge. It's huge. The Trump phenomenon is truly huge. And how does this important? Well, we flatter ourselves. I'm speaking of myself now and friends of mine in our little tiny pro-white movement. That we are somehow on a par with the Trump phenomenon. That we, like, if we have an idea, well, it's let's negotiate about that idea with the Trump phenomenon and one-on-one, you know, man-to-man as equals. No, we're not. I was talking with a Patriot friend in Arizona just a little while ago before the show, and I said, visualize it this way, 1,000 to 1. What does 1,000 to 1 ratio mean? It means that if a Trump rally has 10,000 people filling an arena, absolutely packing the place to the rafters, 10,000 people, it means that our little movement would have 10 people in that rally. 10 people. That's a ratio of 1,000 to 1. And 10,000 against 10. Well, if those 10 people had like maybe a differing idea or wanted a suggestion to be considered by the 10,000, would it be a one-to-one negotiation or discussion? No, no. The 10 people are a bump on the log. they really flatter themselves if they think that their consensus there in the front, you know, the 10 chairs that they occupy somehow is equivalent to the 10,000 red-blooded.
Well, I concur, James.
Yeah.
But Fox News has run these NRA ads a bunch of times. They've been running them kind of constantly last week or so.
Yeah.
And they can be described as incendiary. So the other side is, ooh, really? Is somebody attacking us that nastily? Even, you know, they sound like Donald Trump. Like, oh, my God, really?
Okay. I'm going to bring them up right
but
now.
I'm grooving on them.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the YouTube right now and bring those up. And then we've got a lot of other really great stuff to report tonight, folks. So this is going to be an encouraging show tonight. Let me see. I'll just go. Dana Loesch, we're coming for you. Okay, so that should bring me right to the I can't go, George, to your link directly because it's on another computer that's not my sound computer. It's not your fault, it's mine. We're coming for you, NRA TV. Now, are there different ones, or is this the one where she's got a white top on?
There's 2 of them, and both of them she has a maroon colored top.
Okay.
And I got to mine the most quickly in a Google search called NRA TV ads, ABS.
Okay, let me do that one really quick. NRA TV ads, and I'll tell you what I get, and you tell me if this is what I need. Here it is, in a maroon top, okay, with 500,000 views, that must be it.
That's
let's go.
One of the two.
Okay,
let's they use their media to assassinate real news.
Let's play it. Here it is, folks. This is the NRA speaking to us, 4 million strong.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Ooh, I like it. Is that one of them, George?
That's one of them, James.
Oh, that's beautiful, folks. That's a great place to start. And I like, by the way, when she says, I'm freedom's safest place. That's a theme that I think they got that line from Donald Trump. He says at his rallies, you know, hey, folks, isn't this the safest place to be right now, right here in this rally? And everybody roars because it's true.
One's even a little more salty than that.
Okay. Let me look for it.
I did it the same way. It was NRA ad, we're coming for you.
Okay. I'm going to type in we're coming for you, and we'll play that little more salty one. Let's see what you tell me if this is the right one I've got. In this one, she's got a white blouse on top.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, here we go. Let me find one with a huge number of views. Okay, well, these are smaller, but here it is, NRA TV. Here she comes.
We the people have had it. We've had it with your narratives, your propaganda, your fake news. We've had it with your constant protection of your Democrat overlords, your refusal to acknowledge any truth that upsets the fragile construct that you believe is real life. And we've had it with your pretentious, tone-deaf assertion that you are, in any way, truth or fact-based journalism. Consider this the shot across your proverbial bow. We're going to fisk the New York Times and find out just what deep rich means to this old gray hag, this untrustworthy, dishonest rag that has subsisted on the welfare of mediocrity for 1, 2, 3 more decades. We're going to laser focus on your so-called honest pursuit of truth. In short, we're coming for you.
Oh, I love her. And I've been mispronouncing her name. Shame on me. Let me mute that video. And Dana Lash, folks. Dana Lash, spelled L-O-E. Let's see here. Let me mute this one. Spelled L-O-E-S-C-H. And we learn something new every day. I did not appreciate her, George. Dana Lash, American conservative political commentator. She is a talk radio host, a television host for The Blaze, an author, and a spokesperson for the National Rifle Association. Has appeared on Fox, CNN, CBS, ABC, and HBO. Age 38, beautiful woman, lives in Dallas. I love her education, high school. I love that. That's a nice change, because there are an awful lot of folks that can identify with her, and she's obviously a genius. Her education is she went to Fox High School. Now, maybe that's a real high school. Let me just look. Let me just see here if she's just kind of being humorous or what that is. But I like it. She has two sons, and her website is danaradio.com. Raised by her mother in an extended family of Southern Baptists. Oh, she did. She graduated from Fox High School in Arnold, Missouri. Later attended St. Louis Community College at Merrimack before going to Webster University to study journalism on a scholarship. She dropped out of college, got married, had her first child when she was 21, grew up as a Democrat, The September 11th attacks led her to become a conservative Republican. Lash and her husband homeschooled their two children together. So I love that. I love that whole trajectory of her life. And in her video released in April of 2017 for the NRA, she specifically targeted the New York Times, calling it an old gray hag, untrustworthy, dishonest rag that has subsisted on the welfare of mediocrity. We've had it with your constant protection of your Democrat overlords, your refusal to acknowledge any truth, and so on. You heard the rest of it. Okay, that's beautiful, George. Thank you. You just
Breitbart has that on their major headlines. It's a couple days old. But Breitbart says, NRA's message to liberal elitists, we're coming for you. So Breitbart's caught on to that. And I think it's appropriate. I mean, we've been under their boot and their heel for 55 years or longer. You know, Mr. Nice Guy, it doesn't work.
Well, yeah, and the beauty of it is that, you know, and this is the origin of this show, the Trump phenomenon. The beauty of it, I mean, coming by right ideas in our movement, that's easy. That's a dime a dozen. Finding somebody with right views, you know, who can say to himself, congratulate himself or herself and say, boy, I know the way things should be and I know how they got bad and aren't I wonderful? Those people, bless their hearts, are a dime a dozen. What we need is somebody who has awakened millions and can actually change things. And that's what Donald Trump represents in spades. He is that change, that size, as I opened the show. He is the scale. So we got to understand that, you know, and if he is not as perfect on every issue as your favorite lone individual out there who has a group of 10 people, you know, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. Okay, that's not, you're missing the point. He is leading 63 million people who voted for him.
James, I also kind of like it in that, you know, maybe Charlottesville wasn't the greatest thing to happen to Trump. Maybe it wasn't as bad as we think. It's good that the NRA has stepped up here, and now they're to his right, or at least, you know, they're screaming enough now that Pinko Incorporated is having to focus on the NRA and a little less directly on Donald Trump himself.
Well, okay, all right. I think Charlottesville may be worse than we've described it already, but the we'll find out. We're going to sadly find out. We're going to be living with that for years, and we'll be seeing it on TV for years as that unfolds. There's more video from that event than probably any other event in many years, and we're going to be hearing about the trials and the lawsuits, and it's going to be nonstop, folks. But I love this. The NRA approach, I love it. That's a winner all the ways and has no connection to Charlottesville whatsoever. The let's go to a few more bright lights here that I'll take all of these. Well, no, let's go to, here's a good one here. Let's listen to another guy with, how many listeners does Rush Limbaugh have? He is the biggest name in radio. He has the biggest audience, hands down. No argument on that.
Even let's overseas. Hear,
yes. Let's see what, let me find it here. Where is it? Where did Rush go? Rush Limbaugh, where are you? Here he is. Listen to him. Is this today? Listen. This guy sounds good.
What I want to comment on today, such as Tillerson and Gary Cohen, I'm asking, why are they still working in the White House with what they've been saying? Particularly Cohen. Tillerson, open interpretation. But how is Gary Cohen still there? He threw the president under the bus. They got rid of Sebastian Gorka. And they're destroying Gorka with an absolute libelous, slanderous attack that the guy's a Nazi and so forth. It's none of it's true. I know many people never heard of Sebastian Gorka until Trump became president.
We'll come right back. We'll finish the Limbaugh. It's just a few more seconds. And we got more good news right after this. Stay tuned.
Circling skies, tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound distance.
Bridge, sack, mixtures, bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And what I love is someone bright enough to see.
Back, folks.
What I hate.
This is Kelso here in North Dakota. Hey, I didn't give the date. It's August 28th, 2017. And let me give you just the tail end there. We only had a few seconds of Rush Limbaugh to go. I hate to have cut him off. He was saying something beautiful there. Where are you, Rush? Come back to us. Let's see here. Did I lose him? No, here he is, right here. We'll resume right where we left off. This is Rush Limbaugh today.
He was on the national security team. Supposedly H.R. McMaster didn't like him. I don't know. But he was good on TV, and Trump liked him on TV, but he's gone.
Gorka.
And he, in his resignation letter, he really takes it to Trump. He says, look, pal, everybody that was part of your Make America Great agenda is gone. Do you realize this? The only people left are the Democrats in the swamp in your administration. Me too. So we, there's a lot to talk about here, but I want
we got a lot to
comment on today.
A lot to talk about, folks. So let me turn that one off. But that's what, again, scale, folks, scale. Rush Limbaugh, when he says those words, when I say these words, I don't know how many thousands of people I'm reaching, but when Rush Limbaugh says it, many millions are hearing it. And that is very reassuring to us, because that very powerful voice, Rush Limbaugh, is saying to Donald Trump, we, the people, we want to make America great again. We want the Sebastian Gorkas. We want the Steve Bannons. We want the Stephen Millers. And Stephen Miller is still there. So, you know, the message, President Trump, our greatest president in history, if you're listening to us, don't let Stephen Miller go. We love him. And listen to Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka from the outside, where they feel they can be more effective. And Steve Bannon surely is. And Sebastian Gorka has returned to Breitbart, where he surely will be very, very effective. And so that's good news. I'll just read to you. Here's another little. Here are the cherries I want to just share with you tonight. Let me go through my tabs here. Mark Meadows and the Freedom Caucus in the House. He has a plan to get part of the Trump agenda enacted in the 12 days in September in which the House and Senate will be in session. So that's an encouraging thing. Mark Meadows saying some good things. Let's find another thing. Here is Dr. Gorka's resignation letter. This has some great stuff in it. Dear Mr. President, it has been my high honor to serve in the White House as one of your deputy assistants and strategists. In the last 30 years, our great nation, and especially our political, media, and educational elites, have strayed so far from the principles of our republic's founding that we faced a grim and godless future. Your victory last November was truly a Hail Mary pass on the way to reestablishing America upon the eternal values enshrined in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. It is therefore all the more difficult for me to tender my resignation with this letter. Your presidency will prove to be, listen to this, folks, it will prove to be one of the most significant events in modern American politics. I would say the most significant. November the 8th was the result of decades during which the political and media elites felt that they knew better than the people who elect them into office. They do not. And the MAGA, I don't know what our pronunciation is going to be. MAGA? How about MAGA or MAGA? Platform allowed their voices finally to be heard. Regrettably, outside of yourself, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. I'm going to skip a little bit more. And I'll finish this. It's a great letter. I will finish it right after this break. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my
choice. We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. And the where we were finishing a letter from Dr. Sebastian Gorka in which he resigns. I was just listening to Laura Ingram, who interviewed Dr. Gorka today, and she said, well, you know, it does appear you were pressured out, that you didn't really want to resign, and he had nothing to say to that, so that's the truth. He's acknowledging that with his lack of comment there. When he's talking to such a respected fellow patriot as Laura Ingram. Let's find his letter here. Where is his letter? It's coming up here. I was just reading it, and here it is. I skipped a little of the middle, and then it says, nevertheless, he says, America, America is an incredibly resilient nation, the greatest on God's earth. If it were not so, we could not have survived through the unbelievably divisive years of the Obama administration, nor witness your message to roundly defeat a candidate who significantly outspent you and had the fake news industrial complex 100% on her side. Nevertheless, given recent events, it is clear to me that forces that do not support the Make America Great Again promise are for now ascendant within the White House. Got to listen to those words. As a result, the best and most effective way I can support you, Mr. President, is from outside the People's House. And that phrase, the People's House, stems from the Thomas Jefferson's presidency from 1800 to 1808, in which he, 1801 to 1809, in which he opened the White House to visitors. He let people tour his personal home, and it's the only presidential home in the world ever that has, ever since Thomas Jefferson, been the People's House open to us to visit. As a result, okay, the best way I can support you is from outside the People's House. Millions of Americans believe in the vision of making America great again. They will help eventually rebalance this unfortunate temporary reality. I like that. I like what he's saying there. Despite the historically unprecedented and scandalous treatment you have received at the hands of those within the establishment and mainstream media who perennially see America as the problem and who wish to re-engineer our nation in their own ideological image, I know you will stay the course for the sake of all America's citizens. When we first met in your offices in New York in the summer of 2015, it was instantly clear that you love the Republic and will never give up once you have committed yourself to victory. Listen to those words, folks. Listen to what Dr. Sebastian Gorka says. That's my conviction as well, and the conviction of this show. When it comes to our vital national security interests, your leadership guarantees that radical Islamic terrorism will be obliterated, that the threat of a nuclear Iran will be neutralized, and that the hegemonic ambitions of communist China will be robustly countered. I and like-minded compatriots will be working on the outside. That's where we are, right here on this show, to support you and your official team as we return America to its rightful and glorious place as the shining city upon a hill. God bless America. In gratitude, signed, Sebastian Gorka. An important document, folks. And happy to share that with you. Now, let's go to another nice thing to share. Let me see here. Here's a good thing on Sheriff Joe. Oh, Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe hints at entering Arizona Senate race. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, freshly pardoned by President Donald Trump, told the Washington Examiner Monday, today, that he is considering a run for the U.S. Senate. I could run for mayor. I could run for legislator. I could run for Senate. 85-year-old Arpaio told the Examiner, I'm sure getting a lot of people around the state asking me. All I'm saying is the door is open and we'll see what happens. I've got support. I know what support I have. Okay, good. Incumbent Senator Jeff Flake, a frequent critic of President Trump and one of the most prominent pro-amnesty and pro-mass low-skill immigration Republicans, already has one announced primary challenger, Dr. Kelly Ward. Now, Flake is up for re-election in 2018, so this is a guy that Arpaio will defeat. Ward, a populist former Arizona state senator running on an immigration hawkish platform, was already praised by President Trump and secured the endorsement of eminent conservative.
I like it. This would be a great way to have Johnny Mac to have a little bit of competition for his ideas, too.
Now, get this, folks. Let's make your day. Are you ready for this? A poll released today has Kelly Ward up by almost 25 points in a hypothetical two-way race with Jeff Flake. Holy mackerel. That is wonderful. That's like the low numbers we heard about Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. If Arpaio, who in his 24 years as sheriff of Maricopa County, folks, that's the biggest county in Arizona, that's where the most voters are, became a fixture of Arizona conservatism and a symbol of resistance to illegal aliens, if he enters the 2018 Arizona GOP primary, it potentially splits the challenge to Flake from the right. That's true. That could be. Let's see here. But who knows what Sheriff Joe will do. I'll tell you this. If Kelly Ward really looks like she's got a big lead, I think between the two of them as patriots, Ward and Arpaio would sort it out. They would not fight against each other. one of them would prevail and they would sort it out and beat Jeff Flake. President Trump appeared before a raucous, and that's to put it mildly, Phoenix, Arizona crowd Tuesday asking, "So was Sheriff Joe convicted of doing his job?" to affirmative cries and exclaiming, "He should have had a jury." When he finally pardoned Arpaio, the media, celebrities, the political left, and even establishment Republicans, including Jeff Flake and fellow, I love his name, it's so appropriate for him, and fellow pro-amnesty Arizona Senator John McCain, were outraged. The notably dramatic left-wing Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, went so far as to suggest the pardon proved Trump was a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
I just spit my coffee all over the keyboard here. Thanks, Maxine. Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah. Now,
why Kelly, not?
I'm looking at a picture here of Kelly Ward in a very friendly, warm embrace picture with Sheriff Joe. And Kelly Ward's a very attractive lady. Looks like she's very good in public presentation. So, there you go. Some more good news there. Let me just check the call board here. It's wide open, I believe. Let me just see. I don't think we have any callers right now. Let me just check. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. If there's some news that I've missed that's really good news, I'd love you to share it with us. The way George just shared the news about Dana Loesch, and I finally got her name pronounced correctly there. Boy, does she sound good. Here's another story. This one pointing out that Donald Trump, once again, is right. Not an encouraging story, of course, but it is encouraging that our president is the president in this circumstance, and he is right. Can you believe this? North Korea fired a missile at Japan today. It went over the area of Japan in the north of Japan called the I think it's called Tohoku. Let me see here. It's called the, I looked it up here. But it's the northernmost part of the main island of Japan. And this is about 1,000 miles away from the launch point. That's a long-range missile, folks. And it went over the territory of Japan. Ouch. Is Donald Trump right or is Donald Trump right? So the Japanese defense forces had to face, watching on their radar, an ICBM coming at them that could have had a nuclear warhead on it, coming straight to Japan. I think the only reason that we didn't see military action, George, is that they could tell it was headed towards the northern tip of the main island, which is sparsely inhabited. But there are still, Japan has 100 million people or something like that on that main island. There are a lot of people there. This could have precipitated a absolute war right there with Japan taking on North Korea. What do you do if the missile's coming right at you and it could be nuclear and it's going over your territory, over your citizens? It wasn't going over Yellowstone. It was going over, all of Japan is inhabited by lots of people. So the Japanese had to bite their tongue till it bled and watch this missile go over their territory. Wow, was Donald Trump right?
And the price of gold went spiking into the 1300s from the news.
Okay, there you go. The he said Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who had a great meeting with Donald Trump, said today that the North Korean missile was detected flying toward Japan, passed over Japan in the Tohoku region, which is the northern part of the country. Tohoku residents, here's what it's like to be Japanese today, folks. Tohoku residents were urged to take shelter in a sturdy building or basement as the missile approached.
Shades of 1955, and we were hiding underneath our tables.
South Korean tracking reports that the missile landed in the sea after passing over Japan. Oh, it gets worse. The Japanese government stated today, this afternoon, just a little while ago, that a total of 3 missiles were fired from North Korea.
Well, this gives George a chance to pop off here, isn't it? A couple of our favorite rags, some not even a year ago, wrote big articles that we're wrong and the Republic of North Korea are the good guys, you see. They're just, you know, a misunderstood little old nation out there trying to stand up to Big Brother in this horrible United States colossus and go. I want to hear a retraction, at least from the other AFP, that, come on, guys, we're talking about communist North Korea. Sometimes it's right for the United States to stand up against communist nations.
Well, now, this missile flew 500 miles further. So it flew 1,500 miles. 500 miles, that main island is called Hokkaido. It flew 500 miles past into the sea. So, and there were a launch of three missiles, folks. I would say if something like this happens again, I think you would see, I don't know the name of the missile cruisers, Aegis class, I don't know what they are, but I think you would see the THAAD, the terminal high altitude missiles launched from South Korea. I think you'd see the anti-missile missiles launched from the U.S. Navy in the Sea of Japan. I think you will see a bunch of things launched. And I think you might see surgical strike against the location from which those missiles are launched. If something like this happens again, if that brace of three missiles is launched straight at Tokyo, what do you do, folks? You got to take them out. You can't let what do you do? If a criminal is firing a gun right at your head, you're looking down. Have you ever looked down the barrel of a gun, folks? Has anyone ever been pointing a gun at you where you could see the bullets in the chamber? Okay, it's scary as hell. I have. So that's what Tokyo, how many people? 10, 20 million people? You got to take them out. If that missile is launched, it might be launched tomorrow. So thank God Donald Trump is in the White House and not Barack Insane Obama. We've got a caller here, George. Thank you, George in Texas. I hope you're okay. How are you in Texas right now with the flooding?
Well, I got admitted to the hospital over the weekend, and the thing is, I'm in the heart of the beast in Houston, Texas. But I'm 24 stories up, so I'm pretty much safe.
But how's your home?
I keep track of it all day. I mean, I call, talk to my kids, talk to the one looking out after them, and they're doing pretty good. I got plenty of food, plenty of water. And the drainage system seems to be holding up, and I just think if we can hold out for another day and a half, it'll be good. But the good thing I think is going to happen is that behind this disaster and what Houston's going to go through, Trump is going to use this to unite the nation. And I had a weird dream last night. And guess what? I had a weird dream last night. Like there was these donation points where people were bringing food and clothing and blankets. And they had leftists trying to attack these people, saying, you're going to help a red state. You know, the thing is, if Antifa or any of these leftists try pulling this stuff, while people are trying to help, I don't care what minority is trying to help, uniting, I have a feeling this is going to be the true nail in the coffin. You know, if these leftists try to attack people trying to help us fellow Texans.
Yes, and isn't the story that Donald Trump will be visiting you in Texas tomorrow?
Well, he says he won't do it unless if it's going to disrupt the rescue efforts.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But I think if he says he's going to come Tuesday, I think he's going to like fly into Corpus Christi.
Okay, I'm looking there. Okay, here it is. Here it is. let's read it from. Boy, do I have to read it from the Washington Post. Unfortunately, see, when you do a Google search, Google prefers, you know, here's my search. You know, I said Trump visit to Texas. Google hands me only the Washington Post, CNN, and so on. They don't hand me Breitbart, the LA Times. So this is the racket. This is how they do it. This is how they control the news. So we're going to have to bypass Google as well. But here's the headline. Trump to visit South Texas in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. President Trump will visit South Texas on Tuesday, tomorrow. So we'll report on it here, folks, in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Let's see here. What does it say? The White House has not yet finalized the specific cities he plans to visit. Remember, the hurricane hit right at Victoria, folks, right at Victoria, which is Ron Paul's hometown. He lives in Victoria.
No, he lives in Lake Jackson.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Lake Jackson. Lake. But Victoria is close by, isn't it?
That's in, I think that's in Port, I don't know, I think that's in Matagorda or Fort Bend County. That's more to the south.
Okay,
south,
all right.
West.
I misremembered, sorry. But that is Ron Paul's turf right there. The so there we go. We've got our last break, folks, and then we'll have another segment. George, stay on the line with us. You're on the spot there in Texas. We'll be right back. We'll be right back, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks, in our final segment. George is on the line with us in Texas. Gary's in Arkansas. George, thank you very much. I hope your home does stay dry for the next couple of days. And if you'll report back to us, you know, what you observed there in Houston, I've got a buddy in Houston, and he's telling me his home is okay, too. But, boy, it's a dramatic thing. In the news report I just saw, the governor of Texas, Abbott, says that he expects Donald Trump to visit either Corpus Christi or San Antonio, which is to the south of the main devastation in Texas. And that's quite intentional. He does not want to make it more difficult. The rescue and recovery efforts in Houston, he doesn't want to make those more complicated, because I've seen reports on this. The presidential entourage they call it a bubble. It's a huge bubble. And when it descends on any city, it clogs the roads. It disrupts everything. So it's not something that the president would want to impose on an emergency situation. So he would stay. He would keep his presidential bubble a little bit outside the devastation zone. San Antonio or Corpus Christi, I believe that's what we'll be able to report on this show tomorrow, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, one thing Houston has demonstrated, there's none of this deep racial divide, because it's everybody helping everybody. And it's the media that's trying to incite this racial divide, because they were showing an airboat, you know, rescuing a bunch of black Americans, our fellow Americans, of the African descent, excuse me, but the media got upset because there was a Confederate flag on the steering fin of this airboat. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, now, by the way, I'm just looking at the map, and it's just occurring to me, I mean, you know, what a dope I am. It's just occurring to me that our own studio is in Austin, Texas, which is in an area, and there must be some problems in Austin, Austin is another city that the president could visit that's a little south of the real flood area. But my goodness, I'll try to get a report from our engineers in Austin
San Antonio does have Air Force bases that he can land at.
Yeah. Well, so. Now, George, thank you for that report. We look forward to your, you know, an update from you in the coming days. With your permission,
right,
we've got just seconds. Gary in Arkansas is on the line. Gary, we might just squeeze in a few seconds. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. This program is called the Trump Phenomenon.
Yes.
And I listen to RBN an awful lot, so you know I'm fairly well informed. Now,
yes.
I was just so delighted and excited when Trump was campaigning, and I listened to his campaign promises. And boy, they were right on.
Yes. By the way, Gary, I'm not interrupting you, Gary, but I know we're going to run out of time. But you're making
I'll wrap it up real quick.
No, but I'll tell you what. You can call back. You can finish your point. We are running out of time, Gary. We got the music. I will. Please call us back to finish your point.
I'll do it. I'm bad about waiting to the last minute.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gary. All right, folks, we'll hear from Gary about what his thoughts are now about Trump, and you'll hear my rebuttal, I think. See you all in that show tomorrow. George, thank you. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.